KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Led by lower food and auto prices, inflation in the United States cooled slightly last month. That's after three elevated readings. Consumer prices rose 0.3% from March to April. That's down slightly from the 0.4% the previous month. Correspondent Jennifer King has the latest report on retail sales.
Retail sales in April were basically unchanged from the previous month. Excluding gas prices and autos, retail sales fell 0.1%. That's according to the Commerce Department. Sales at restaurants and electronics stores fared well, but online sales and home furnishings slipped down. Analysts cite high interest rates and a string of elevated inflation readings that have weighed on consumer sentiment and dimmed hopes that the worst bout of inflation in four decades could be tamed rapidly. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to hold two campaign debates in June and September. The first on June 27th, hosted by CNN, but their camps appeared to be far apart on key details, like the ground rules for the presidential face-offs. Vladimir Putin tells Chinese media that he is prepared to negotiate an end to the Ukraine conflict.
Vladimir Putin, on the eve of a visit to Beijing, says his regime is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine. The official Xinhua news agency quotes Putin saying, "We're open to a dialogue, but such negotiations must take into account the interests of all countries involved in the conflict, including ours." Putin adds, "Moscow's seeking a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement of this conflict through peaceful means." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks are rising with hope that inflation is heading back in the right direction. The Dow up 244 points now, the NASDAQ adding 161. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion.
Many pro-life leaders have said that the movement has a lot of work to do in changing hearts and minds on the issue, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center proves just that. The survey indicates that 63% of adults believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 36% who say it should not. Amongst the groups most likely to support abortion, Democrats, the young, blacks and Asians, and people with college degrees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals considering a lawsuit filed by six members of a University of Wyoming sorority who are challenging the admission of a man to their chapter. The plaintiffs argue that the sorority ignored its own rules by allowing the man to join their chapter. A state judge threw out the lawsuit last year, ruling that he could not override how the private voluntary organization defines what a woman is. This is SRN News. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker railed against Pride Month, working women, President Biden's leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, and abortion. That happened during a commencement address at Benedictine College last weekend. The number of deadly drug overdoses, as recorded by the Centers for Disease Control, fell last year.
The CDC says roughly 107,500 people died of overdoses in the U.S. last year. That was down 3% from 2022. It's too soon to know what spurred the decline, but experts are reacting cautiously. They say the decline is relatively small. They also note that the last time there was a decline in 2018, drug fatalities shot up in subsequent years. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.